They were already here before Columbus, before slave ships, before any of that. Black people were already moving through this world. Not as slaves, not as cargo, as explorers, as navigators, as kings. See, there's a difference between exploring and colonizing. Exploring means you travel, you trade, you make contact, you go home, or you don't. But you don't show up with the flag and say, "This is mine now." This is not our nature, and history backs that up. While Europeans were learning how to sail, and they were learning because guess who taught them? African civilizations had already been moving across the ocean for centuries. Around 1311 AD, the ruler of Mali Empire, the most powerful empire on earth at the time, sent a fleet of 2,000 ships west across the Atlantic. His name? Mansa Muhammad. And this isn't conspiracy. This isn't speculation. This is documented by an Egyptian historian, Al-Umari. And don't say that's not credible, because Egypt is one of the first civilizations on earth, who recorded it straight from Mansa Musa's own mouth during his famous 1,324 pilgrimage to Mecca. Musa said his predecessors sent those ships out to explore what was beyond the ocean. They rode the Canary Current west, the same current that would later carry Columbus. Did those ships ever come back? We don't know. We don't know if they made it, but we know they tried. We know the knowledge existed. We know the will was there. And mainstream historians, including professors at NYU and Cambridge, take this account seriously. Now, let me take you somewhere else. Mexico, 1200 BC. 17 massive stone heads carved from boulders weighing up to 50 tons were moved 100 miles with no wheels, no horses. When you look at those faces, broad noses, full lips, strong jaw, some people see Africa. Scholar Ivan von Sertima wrote a whole book about it. They came before Columbus, published in 1976, and still in print today. Now, mainstream archaeology disputes the African origin of the heads. They say those features reflect indigenous Mexican people of the region, and the DNA from those burial sites show Native American ancestry. I'm not here to overclaim. What I will say is this: the conversation is real. The scholarships exist. The debate is not settled in every corner. The features on those heads, well, they look like somebody's cousins to me. But here's the receipt, documented and cannot be disputed. Columbus didn't discover anything. The people who civilized Europe learned how to survive from the people they later enslaved. Indigenous Americans taught them how to grow corn, potatoes, tomatoes, the crops that literally fed the world. An enslaved African man named Onesimus, brought to Boston from West Africa in 1706, taught Cotton Mather the African practice of inoculation. That's like immunizations. The knowledge stopped a smallpox epidemic. I would have never known they learned that from Africans, and they then used it against us. It laid the foundation for modern vaccines, the same vaccines that eradicated smallpox in 1980. And rice, the California goat that built one of the wealthiest economies in early America? See, slaveholders didn't just steal African labor. They specifically sought out enslaved people from West Africa's rice-growing regions because they needed African knowledge to make it work. Harvard Press published that. Dr. Judith Carney, Black Rice. Look it up. So the next time somebody tells you black people aren't from Africa or that they have no history before slavery, remind them, we were already here, we were already moving, we were already building, and everything they built on top of us, they needed us to do it. Clock it. So yes, Africans are already on this land prior to slavery, but you, my black brother and sister, are of African descent, period. I'm Girlie Muhammad, connecting the dots the world needs to see. Follow for more. Do you hear me?